You may not know the name Alfons Mucha, but you've almost certainly seen his work. Originally a Czech artist, he created some of the most famous and lavish Art Nouveau images associated with late 19th century Paris. An exhibition of his work opens this week at Kelvin Grove Museum and Art Gallery in Glasgow. The story comes complete with family links to a Scottish composer and claims of Cold War espionage. Hugh Williams reports.
It's about the most famous Alfons Mucha image, a poster for a show called Gizmonda. It's the first thing you see as you come into the exhibition. Sarah Bernhardt stands, wearing a floral headdress and a long flowing robe, holding a leafy branch.
It's a very important poster for Mucha's career because it really, really launched him as an iconic artist.
That's Pippa Stevenson, curator of European art at Glasgow Museums.
Le Style Mucha, as it was known, featured a beautiful woman, normally with long flowing hair, and what was key to the image is the flowing, sinuous, long lines.
Alfons Mucha obviously is valued in the Czech cultural kind of environment mostly because of the fame that came from abroad. I mean, as we know, at the end of the 19th century, with his poster, with Sarah Bernhardt and all that, I mean, he became a really big name.
Dr. Jan Čulich is senior lecturer in Czech studies at the University of Glasgow, though he says Mucha's reputation has gone up and down over the years, depending on the prevailing political mood.
Right at the very end of the 30s, when the right wing kind of came to the fore, his kind of enthusiasm for the Slavonic culture was seen as old hat and maybe even as treason.
Alfons Mucha was arrested by the Gestapo when the Nazis invaded Czechoslovakia. Although then released, he died in 1939. Dr. Čulich says later, Mucha was posthumously rehabilitated, at least in part.
After the Second World War, the communist regime was quite cosmopolitan, and the notion of Slavonic brotherhood was used, of course, up to a point by the communist regime, but nevertheless, you had to be pro-Russian and Slavonic, but also the working class had to have its influences in the struggle of the proletariat and all that. And all this is, of course, missing from Alfons Mucha's vision.
In 1968, Warsaw Pact tanks rolled into Czechoslovakia. Alfons Mucha's son, Iri, left Prague and was interviewed on the BBC.
Are you a member of the Czech Communist Party or something?
No, I'm not.
Are you thinking of becoming one now?
Well, after the show that the Czech Communist Party has given, I have serious intentions of joining the party.
He returned to Czechoslovakia and to his wife, the Scots composer Geraldine Thompson. I met her in Prague a few years before her death.
My life becomes very humdrum in the communist dictatorship. What am I to say about that? I mean, we had to live somehow, so we lived.
I suppose that was the attitude that everybody had, didn't they? You had no choice, really, but to find a way of living, of adjusting.
No, I don't know what I can say about that. Except that we were fortunate, both of us being artists. I'm a musician, my husband's a writer.
But a childhood friend of the Mucha family, Charles Lawrence, published a book alleging that Jiří Mucha had in fact been a spy. He was interviewed on Czech radio.
There are questions that I couldn't answer. Sadly, one of them was he working for both sides at once? My assessment is that he was working for sides alternatively, as it suited him, because he just worked for himself.
Iri and Geraldine's son, John Mucha, runs the Mucha Foundation, involved in setting up the exhibition at Kelvin Grove Museum and Art Gallery in Glasgow. He told me the book, written by someone he referred to only as that creature, was full of lies.
My father was arrested on false charges of espionage He was tortured by one of the most famous torturers. He managed to survive. He spent years in jail in uranium mines. So when somebody decides to produce filth, yes, some people said, sue him. No, it's simply not worth my time.
And, John Mucha says, he's sure his grandfather's Art Nouveau legacy lives on.
It is being recognised as one of the key movements in the history of art. I think what is wonderful about it is that what we do is we create a sort of oasis of haven and hopefully challenge and inspiration.
Geraldine Mucha's Divertimento, played by the Harlequin Trio, or Arlequin Trio, ending that report from Hugh Williams. And the exhibition of Alphonse Mucha's art at Kelvin Grove Museum and Art Gallery runs from this weekend until the middle of February next year.
It's 11 minutes to 9 with